Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Halas Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
A lot has changed since I opened my app development business. Everything is connected now. Even refrigerators have Wi-Fi. To keep up, I can't let outdated banking rules and fees slow my business down. That's why I switched to Spark Business Checking from Capital One. It's got no monthly service fees, minimum balances, or monthly transaction limits. So I spend less time banking and more time designing the next great app for your fridge.
Find out more at sparkbusiness.com. Product and services are offered by Capital One NA, member FDIC.
This is the Bears Fan Source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Right at 3 o'clock and from the Score Update Studios, I'm Matt Riddlewald with this scoreboard update. Attrition returns to the Bears on the injury front, as Matt Forte's knee is a big question mark going forward, but it's something that John Fox says he is ready for.
I don't think, you know, we're beating them up in practice or any of those kind of things. I think they're just part of the game. You know, I think if you look around the National Football League, it's historically been that way, and I don't think really much has changed this year.
Forte had to leave on Sunday because of an MCL injury. John Fox said in the press conference today that he is not expecting surgery for him and not a season ender. Eddie Royal also dealing with a bum knee as well. They will all get at least an extra day as the Bears get ready to play Monday night in San Diego, but both could be long-term injuries. Speaking of injuries, taking a big-time toll around the league today, Le'Veon Bell, Reggie Bush, Steve Smith, all three out for the year because of injuries. Bell dealing with an MCL tear, Bush an ACL tear, and Steve Smith an Achilles tendon tear. He may retire as a result. We shall see. Monday Night Football, the Colts and the Panthers tonight. We shall see how healthy Andrew Luck is tonight after reports that he's been playing with a cracked rib. Coverage of that at 6:45 right here on The Score. Kansas City celebrating its first World Series championship in 30 years. And as you heard earlier, it means the Royals, the Lakers, Edmonton Oilers, they've all won titles since 1985. But not the Bears. They will have a big parade tomorrow in Kansas City. Weather should be nice. Could be a big crowd for that. Baseball season over and done with. Hot Stove officially will be kicking into gear with more than 130 free agents Friday night at midnight. And oh, by the way, construction continuing over at Wrigley. That famous marquee, that came down today for repair work, but it will be back up soon. Hockey, the Blackhawks playing host to the Kings tonight at the UC. Marion Hossa not going to play. A lower body injury is going to keep him out. Also, Brian Bickle sent down to Rockford today in order to make room for Marco Dano. Corey Crawford is in net later on tonight. Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Sullivan Steakhouse. I'm Matt Riddlewald, and you're listening to the home for Bears fans. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to PERLDavid.com.
Go Bears!
Bears Monday.
Minnesota wins for the first time in Chicago here at Soldier Field since 2007.
Breaking down yesterday's game.
It's the NFL. You know, I think, guys fought, they competed. You know, down the stretch, you got to coach them better. You got to make plays when they're there to be had. That's really the truth.
Bridgewater goes to throw from the pocket. Hangs in there, throwing deep. He's going to throw an air ball. Oh! Charles Johnson. I thought for sure Antrell Rowe was going to have an interception. He was throwing it right to him.
I never saw him. I never saw him until the ball never hit my hands. That's when I saw him. So I was baiting the quarterback a little bit. I got exactly what I wanted. It was just a great throw and catch.
Cutler's going to keep it at the five. Cutler cuts to the goal line. For the touchdown.
When he lowers the shoulder, you get revved up, but at the same time, like, dude, what's up?
Jay, when you decided to turn it up inside and lower the shoulder on Harrison instead of...
I instantly regretted it, I think.
The team that made the least amount of mistakes probably won today.
and we're all hurt about it.
Yeah, really, at the end of the day, whether you win or lose by 3 or 33, it counts the same. So we are what we are.
Taking your phone calls on your Chicago Bears.
Hey, guys. Let's go, Bears.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm a Bears fan.
What happened to the Bears? What do you think? I don't know.
Bears Monday.
Goodbye, Chicago. The Vikings win.
Oh, I hate the Vikings.
With Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Wow. Wow. A lot of that courtesy of WBBM News Radio 780. Our guy Jeff Joniak with Tom Thayer on the call of the Bears losing to the Vikings. You know what I think, really? I think at this point, just as it was during the preseason and the training camp and all of it, there just seems to be a certain listlessness, a sense of where the Bears are, where the Bears fandom seems smarter about this. I mean, I think it's hard to get passionate and crazy about a team where you know that the guys they have now aren't going to have anything to do with anything.
It's very hard to get...
if they get good again.
How mad can I get at Sherrick McManus?
Right.
How mad can I get at
him? Exactly. How mad can you get at him, by the way?
And Bryce Callahan comes out. I just...
Trill Roy, you mad at him?
And the guys on that punt coverage team...
I think you should have seen him, but...
You don't know who those guys are.
I'm a little more
mad at Antrell Roy, as we talked about with Matt Bowen.
But, yeah, a little more. Like, if you don't see him, I can't help you, but you should certainly see him.
It's your job to know where he is.
It's sort of like, you know, the ball's not going to just float in there gently. He's throwing it to somebody. There's got to be somebody coming. Where are you? Oh, there you are. Well, I mean, that's the game. You know, it's different if it's... that's the game. You're standing there with... that. He's right there. You can identify him. He's standing over here. He's coming for the ball. That is the game. I mean, it's... And even though, again, they're not any good, and I'm not particularly worried about bad plays by veteran players who, you know, you had to bring in. You have no choice. You had no safeties. That I'm aware of, and you probably still don't. I think the fact that Kyle Fuller looks awake.
It's a whole team full of castoffs and guys that couldn't make the Jaguars. The Bears are made up of way too many people that couldn't make the Jaguars. That's what it looks like. That's what we're seeing. So I'm not, you know, it sucks in the moment, and you want them to be better. But you don't sit and stew over it and think,
No, not like you did.
Like, no. I understand what's going on with the Colts.
Yeah.
And to some extent, I understand what's going on in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco, not so much. You can see that coming a mile away. Whatever the freight train of
back
death.
To the dinner table this
that's,
week.
That's been, I don't know what you got.
That freight train up sucked.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jim, but no. And
I'm sorry, Jim.
That guy can really run. That is one of the more interesting, exciting running backs to come.
Oh, Todd Gurley?
Long time. But that's pretty spectacular stuff. But you got to
run a secondary. Yeah, I think so. You're going to run those guys.
And now you're talking about benching Colin Kaepernick. That finally Tom Sula's admitting that. Yeah, Mel. Maybe we're going to think about it. Kind of think about everybody.
We're evaluating everybody.
Well, you better because everybody else on the team wants Kaepernick benched in favor of Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah,
what we did today was not good enough. Hey, and that is me. 100%. Okay, well, this is where we are. This is who we are, and we need to get better. Period. Thank you.
I'm out of here, suckers.
He said he should be spokesman for the Bears too. The Bears crisis management.
Well, it's the same thing John Fox said.
Yeah, I know.
This is who we are. Okay.
And let me just say one thing before we get to the phone call: 312-644-6767. You should never start any football season and of any organization actually. And not have somebody you know in terms of a crisis that you go to talk. You cannot start anything without having somebody in your organization. I don't care what your organization is. I don't care if it's a law firm, a stock market. I don't care what it is, stock exchange. Somebody has to be able to do crisis management and make sense. And people go, okay.
This person's in charge. This person's making decisions.
Here it is.
There's still so many questions. We haven't heard from the Lake Forest Police yet. We still haven't heard.
Is the call still in?
Well, on vacation. We haven't heard.
Yeah, my dead message. Yes, the call to the message
still,
is there.
Still have not heard why they deferred to the Bears' decision not to tell people.
I'm sorry.
DeKalb, here is Chip. He's on the score.
Hey, fellas. I'm having a hard time understanding really why you're all over Pace. To me, he did the right thing. He told the head of security to call the cops.
We don't know what he told anybody to do. We don't even know the extent of his involvement.
So I guess my thing is they whoever called the police, and the police came and handled it, right? Right?
It's the police also share responsibility for dropping the ball on this one.
So, but I guess my point is nothing happened.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't. It's what could have happened based on what they put in the police report. It's not okay, about what happened. And any lawyer is going to tell you that when looking this over.
But don't you think that if the police haven't made a big deal of it?
The police are hiding. The police will not respond. That's why they're not making a big deal of it, because they know they screwed up.
All right. I guess that's a fair point. I guess what I'm saying is, you know, if you have a friend who has some guns and he's like, I'm going to kill somebody, if you know that
person. It's not about having a friend. They filed a police report because a guy claiming to be the devil, who they know had guns, was threatening to kill people.
And their children.
And there were non-team personnel that were there in and around the building. This isn't hard. Stop laughing.
No, you've convinced me. I'm with you.
Good. Tim in Northbrook, you're on the score.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Okay. I think you guys summed it up. One of my points was listless is a perfect word to describe my reaction yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fairly passionate Bear fan, sometimes more than I should be. But when I see McManus on the field, I hear Andre Roll say he didn't see the man.
Andrell, yeah.
That's what he said.
How do you play outside on that ball?
I don't know.
It was a realization that, you know what, it's not a good team. It's not going to be a good team. Me getting extremely upset with this group of Bears does me no good.
Right. That's exactly, if I had your number, I'd call you and tell you that. That's exactly what our message is right now.
Right.
Is that really, don't invest anything in this. Don't let your emotions get the best of you for this team.
I'm still yelling at my TV.
It's
still that 3 hours.
I expect it.
It's completely self-contained, and I'm still going, what are you doing? But it's not because I'm deeply invested. It's just because on that shallow level, it's fun to be a meatball for 3 hours, and then and then it's over. And then you,
thank
you know,
God,
you
by the
write
way.
600 words, and you get on with your day. So it was...
I say do the opposite. I would not in any way, shape, or form get invested in this team. And because... First of all, you don't know what if the Bears ever reach a point where they're really good again, I don't know how many of these guys will actually be on that team. So to waste energy and emotions and all this stuff about being angry at this guy or that guy, a veteran safety or some guy who probably doesn't belong on the team anyway, is to me, it's I understand what you're saying. Once a meatball, always a meatball. You don't want the Bears to do well. But, you know, if it's young kids, say they got a bunch of prospects. Say they have a bunch of picks that are really going to be good players. And some of them might be actually good players at Pace's draft. We haven't seen one of them yet, though. Have to wait a while on that one. But I you know, if they're bad, then I'd be more upset.
On the north side, Mark, you are on the score.
Good afternoon. I'm not sure why Antrell Rolls is saying that he baited the quarterback into that throw. If you're in the secondary and you're baiting a quarterback into the throw, what you're doing is try to give a vision of the receiver is perceived to be open when in fact he's not. You know exactly where the receiver is going to be, and you're going to be in front of it.
Right.
In order to get there.
Well,
first.
And he may have done that because there don't. No, no, no. Because, Mark, separate two things. He did that successfully. The problem was he didn't realize that the wide receiver was then adjusting to that fact and simply making a better play on the ball. He's right. He did that. He just didn't play the ball after he got it. He made the quarterback make a throw he should never have thrown. He's right about it.
But how did he say he never saw where the receiver was then? If you're baiting, you should know exactly where the receiver is, because that's what you're
I think him. Because he knew where the receiver was when the ball was thrown. Up until that point, everything he says is correct. He's not lying about that. The problem is once the ball is in the air, he didn't account for the receiver making a better adjustment on the ball than he did.
Which is kind of what you should account for.
Right.
I think you should kind of know where he's at.
Right.
Should kind of not say, I don't
My point is both things can be true. That everything leading up to that was fine. that he reads the quarterback's eyes. He understands, okay, here's my proximity to the receiver. All right, now, ball in the air. Then a different play begins at that point. When the receiver had to, I give him a ton of credit, Charles Johnson understood where that thing was going and said, uh-oh, I better do this, and just ripped it out of the air because roll didn't seem coming at that point.
That I'll never understand, but that's what happened.
I don't get it either.
I'll never understand it, but that's what happened. I mean, and you better get used to it. You better, if you're Montrell Roll or anybody else in that secondary, you better be really alert on Monday night. I mean, this is a team that, yeah, they suck. They you could hear it out loud if you listen. But they threw the, what was it, 503 yards against the Packers passing? That's I mean, they could obviously, you know, it's sort of, there's sort of been hints about the Packers, by the way. It's not like this is some major surprise that, you know, you gave up 503 passing yards to the Chargers on your home field. I don't like the Bears' odds in this one, by the way, against that passing attack.
I don't think anybody does, even though half their team's hurt too.
Yeah, yeah.
They've lost more, a ton of people.
Yeah, they lost more guys, and they're not that deep. And Phillip Rivers is really doing it. I mean, his percent, everything about it is great, except the fact they're listed among the dumpster fires in the NFL. There they are, your Chargers.
Ors and Bernstein, you got the score.
If you're a Bears fan, then you're in the right place. This is the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. All day today, we'll be recapping the Bears game with all of our shows and team of Bears experts. Plus, your reaction too. There's no Monday like an Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by TiVo, makers of the world's first unified entertainment system, the all-new TiVo Bolt. Remember when the late Al Davis promised, quote, "We will be back. The Raiders will be back." Remember that? Everybody laughed. Like, that crew of losers, back to what, 4-12? Yeah, well, no one's laughing now. They're 4-3, and they've got a team that Mr. Davis would love. This team hits for the cycle in the star positions. All four are covered. Derek Carr, quarterback. Dude looks better every single week. Latavius Murray at running back. Breakaway speed with bell cow muscle. Khalil Mack at pass rusher. Best young blindsider in the NFL. And Amari Cooper at wideout. That's what Al had in mind when he said, go vertical. And yes, just like the glory days, the glitzy, flashy owner, bowl cuts, conversion vans, and P.F. Chang's all day for Mark Davis. Nobody's laughing now. I'm Jim Rome.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Halas Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns, and the throwdowns. Ground and pound and pass happy. Prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
It's a serious problem for many men. But in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Tuesdays.
You're not going to believe this.
NCIS is now the most watched drama in the world.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Only one show rules with viewers.
Nice.
And only one agent.
Special Agent Kipps.
Makes the rules.
Rule 38. Your case, you're lead.
I think I'm going to like this.
Rule number 8. Never take anything for granted.
See for yourself why NCIS rules.
That's quite a coincidence.
Rule number 39. No such thing as a coincidence.
NCIS. CBS Tuesdays.
CBS Mondays on NCIS LA.
Wheels up in 30.
The missions are classified.
This is a matter of national security.
The suspects identified.
I need to know where this man is.
Got it.
The team is qualified.
The best of the best.
Sometimes preoccupied.
You're only young once, but you can be immature forever.
That's clever.
And the viewers satisfied.
I am genuinely impressed.
Just doing what we do.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Mondays.
Interviews and more.
Is the biggest story going into camp.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sundays. Critics call Madam Secretary riveting.
I'm the Secretary of State, and you speak to me with the respect that that office demands.
Spectacular.
Are you really willing to stake your whole career on this program?
Your frustration is duly noted, but this is what we're doing, so get on board.
It gets 4 stars.
I need you to trust me.
Taya Leone storms the halls of power.
I put myself in harm's way to ensure the safety of our country. I would do it again.
Madam Secretary, CBS Sundays.
CBS Thursdays.
What are you doing?
I'm wondering why he was murdered by someone he knew.
Sherlock Holmes is always methodical.
It's all terribly interesting if one simply paid attention.
Often skeptical.
I never guess. We observe and then we deduce.
And frequently insightful.
I'm an expert on poisons, but there is nothing quite so toxic as guilt.
I'm gonna find you, I'm gonna catch you.
But never typical.
He's a criminal genius.
And do you think you're just gonna find him just like that?
Of course you do.
Elementary. Thursdays, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Cutler takes the snap, looking the way of Jeffrey, sees nothing, floats out to the right. Lindball's all over him, fires, dropped! The rookie dropped it, Jeremy Langford at the 38. The rookie dropped it, and now the Bears have to punt.
That's one excitable play-by-play guy. Jeez, dude. I mean, wow. I know you love your Vikings and all that.
Who doesn't love your Vikings?
That's quite something. Hey, did everybody else get absolutely slammed with trick-or-treaters? We got pounded. I bought 12 pounds of candy. It was gone in 2.5 hours. Non-stop.
If I had bought 12 pounds of candy, I'd had 12 pounds left.
I mean, packs of kids. So you had
four. Four kids.
I mean, ours was like huge groups, and one after, like waiting, and like one would come up the stairs. As one's going down, there's another coming up. I could not. I was trying to do stuff. Trying to do something on the computer. I was the only person at home. I couldn't leave the front door. It was just nonstop, relentless.
Four. That's living.
I thought I was going to have candy left. I thought I'm buying way too much.
I have
much.
A freezer full now of frozen Snickers.
I thought I'm buying way. Well, then of course, my kid comes home with a pillowcase full and he dumps it and he says, I'm going back out because we're going over to Jack's neighborhood. And then comes back with another pillowcase full. It was obscene. So I told him, you draft your best 20. We're giving all the rest away. There are all sorts of programs now that you can find. You can send it to soldiers or you can, there are different ways you can give it to people. It was disgusting. And who's giving out full size candy bars?
I don't know. I didn't see any.
A full size Snickers.
I didn't see the kids, but.
And $3 and change. I mean,
$3 and change.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I don't know what he was doing. I don't know if he's like knocked over a liquor store or something. It just looked crazy, and it was ungodly. It was complete chaos. And we had one Donald Trump, and then there's one kid that walked up, and he was just wearing a sport coat and a tie. He couldn't have been. He was probably about 9 years old, and his hair was nicely done. And I look at him and I said, "Can I just ask you who are you?" And he looked at me and very confidently he said, "I'm Marco Rubio." And I thought, I said, yes, you are. It's like somebody realized this little boy looks exactly like Marco Rubio. And that was just his costume. And he didn't wear a name tag. He didn't adorn anything whatsoever. He was just Marco Rubio.
I did not see the four who came to our door. I did not see what they were, but that's it. That's it.
And we had a lot of kids say trick or treat. We had one adorable little girl who was probably 2.5 or 3 with her parents. And I open the door and she's standing there and she holds out her bag and she knows she has to say something. And her dad says, "What do you say?" And she goes, Halloween. And I said, that's good enough. It was better than the kid who, as soon as the doorbell rings and I open the door and I hold out the big bowl of candy and he looks and he says, "How many of these do I get?" And I said, "Well, none unless you say trick or treat or something. You go to the back of the line for that. Sorry. And you should put a mask on because if you don't have a costume, I got no sympathy
for you." Was it raining on you all day?
It stopped just in time. Like it stopped right around 4:30.
Okay, it didn't stop around us at 4:30.
Yeah, because it was.
It was not stopped.
No, it was on an angle, so it went through, and then then somebody, one of my neighbors, said that our block or our area was mentioned in some publication as like destination trick or treat.
Oh, sure, because
people were coming from all over the place. Like they were just packs of kids there.
Yep.
And I don't know that it was, I don't know what it was, but somebody insisted that there was something online where like Chicago, the best Chicago neighborhoods are trick or treating. And when ours found our way in there and it was just, it was relentless.
We had in Mokena, they used to do that. They used to come when the houses were first built in the late 80s and then into the 90s. It was like the first, there's been a couple other maybe subdivisions, but this sort of new and.
Oh, so people dropping their kids off.
Oh, my God. We go through 300 pieces of candy.
Oh, I went through at least.
I mean, it's like, what? You try to separate the kids that are from your neighborhood. Try to look them and at least know who they are.
Oh, I know who they are. Coming, but I know every neighborhood kid.
I needed help with it because I don't go out and look at kids generally. But, I mean, you'd see the car stop and then 7 kids would get out.
That's what was happening.
It's like, I mean, just because you got a house, we had no money. Well, got no damn money.
The candy's
got
there,
no damn
man.
Can't get you a penny.
But I no, get, but candy. Seriously, come on with full size.
Sorry, right, I got a lot of candy left. Now I feel good.
I got a lot of candy left. Well, ours is most of it is going to a Chicago homeless shelter because it's just too much. I'm sorry. There's no way.
We don't have that much left. You know, we don't because I knew last year. I think we had 2 doorbell rings. 1 this year.
Well, because you're the old.
That's, no, that's I'm not.
Old,
I don't go. No, I
the
do
old
not.
Crazy people.
No, that's crazy.
That's the crazy old man that lives in the corner.
That's not the crazy old
there.
Man.
You know the legend of the old Boar's place. People died in there. The walls bleed.
They don't know who it is.
Oh, I bet
there's not
they
a
do.
Sign out front. They don't know who it is. Those kids are just, you know. But it was raining so hard. It was probably about after six when somebody came in, because it was pouring. Then, I mean, pouring.
And then, of course, my daughter had her first experience. She was looking through the candies, and she goes, "What is an orange-flavored Tootsie Fruit Chew?" I said, "Don't eat it! Whatever you do, those are the awful." And she goes, "Well, now I have to try it." I said, "Don't try it. You're going to hate it. Nobody likes those." I said, "Remember what happened with the Almond Joy? When I told you, nobody likes them, you're going to hate Almond Joy." And I said, do not try the fruit-flavored Tootsie Rolls. And she did, and she learned her lesson, and it'll never happen again. Because those, I don't know.
I didn't even know there were, okay.
Yeah, they're like fruit.
We stick with the standards. You know, we don't, yeah.
Exactly.
Don't mess
with it. You get some of the little bags of Skittles for the kids that don't like the chocolate stuff, and then the Kit Kats and the Twix and everything else. I've already rated a bunch of the Twix. Because
we have some left, too, oddly enough.
No, Twix?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we have everyone. Just nobody was there.
Oh, you mean yours?
Yeah, like, yes.
Not my, like the grandkids
now
brought
it is
their
my,
back.
Now, no, they did their own thing. But I have my personal storehouse now, and I can't take that candy anywhere. It's against the law.
It is.
To move it around, yeah, once it's in my freezer.
All right, well, first a Bears Daily Update, and then a complete update for you.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update, brought to you by Hudsonville Ice Cream, a taste for all seasons. Hello, I'm Zach Sedman. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
I think right now, I think the feeling is, and again, it's not exact because we're not done with it, but I don't see it being season ending on either one or even at this point, whether there needs to be, it's not an ACL, surgically repaired stuff moving forward.
Bears coach John Fox with the encouraging update on both Matt Forte and Eddie Royal, who were forced to leave yesterday's game with knee injuries. Meanwhile, Fox expressing support for special teams coordinator Jeff Rogers, despite a unit that's given up three touchdowns this season.
We've had our share of rough spots in not even half of a season.
Do you feel the need to be a little more hands-on in that situation, or just leave that to Jeff Rogers?
He's definitely a very capable coach. I don't have any concerns in that area.
This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard Update.
And at 3:31 and from the Score Update studio, I'm Matt Rodewald with this Scoreboard Update. We know injuries are a problem for the Bears, as you just heard, but after two straight losses within the division by a field goal, finding a way to finish is concerning John Fox as well.
That's sometimes the difference between 2-5 and 5-2. You know, is I think other than the Seattle game, we've had opportunities in games. Just came up a couple short these last two.
And you heard those injuries, Matt Forte and Eddie Royal, encouraging, not season ending, but still might need some time. They will get at least an extra day this week as the Bears play on Monday night in San Diego. We shall see. Monday Night Football tonight, you got the Colts and the Panthers. We'll see how healthy Andrew Luck is as he takes on that Carolina defense. Coverage at 6:45 right here on 670 The Score. Kansas City celebrating its first World Series title in 30 years, and they're going to have a big parade tomorrow. Weather should be nice. There should be a ton of people at that in Kansas City. And construction continues at Wrigley as they're in the offseason. That famous marquee came down today just for repair work. It'll go back up before opening day. Hockey, the Blackhawks playing host to the Kings tonight at the UC. Marian Hossa not going to play because of a lower body injury. Also, Brian Bickle sent down to Rockford today to play with the Ice Hogs in order to make room for Marco Dano, who will be making his Blackhawks debut tonight. Corey Crawford is in net. College Hoops, the AP preseason poll is out. The top 25 with North Carolina starting the season number one for the ninth time in school history. Rest of the top 10 has Kentucky, Maryland, Kansas, Duke, Virginia, Iowa State, Oklahoma, Gonzaga, and Wichita State. The Big Ten has six teams in the top 25, and three of those top five teams, Kentucky, Kansas, and Duke, they'll all be at the UC in just a couple of weeks. And Notre Dame firing an academic advisor today in the wake of allegations that she coerced football and basketball players into having sex with her daughter. It is 3:30 and time for the closing bell reports. The Dow Jones up today, as is everything else, up 165 points to finish at 17,828. NASDAQ up 73 to finish at 5,51. 27, and the S&P up 24 points to finish up at 2104. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. I'm Matt Riddlewald, and you're listening to The Home for Bears Fans, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Home Run and Pizza. Cook went on the grill in just 13 minutes. It's a Bears Monday, 312-644-6767. I say don't waste a lot of emotion on this Bears team. Just kind of spend your Sunday scouting, seeing what you see,
and if there's anything you like.
And your Saturday scouting, and then just see if you see anything with these young Bears players. And the old ones, don't worry about it. I can't change them.
Yeah, I got
and you're not going to.
A tweet here at Dan_Bernstein. John says, the fruit-flavored Tootsie Rolls are awesome, you damned heretic. See, here's where I come down on this.
Oh,
wow! I missed that. Wow, look at that.
I feel so used and abused. Throw myself away.
And double guns on the whole thing. Look at
yeah,
that.
Wow, he got me on my... Oh, my God.
Stepping all over your comedy bits.
Yes, he is.
This is very simple. If you like chewy fruit things, there is something for you called Starburst. Okay?
Yeah.
And it also is tangy enough. If you like those things, there's Skittles, there's Laffy Taffy that is fruit flavored. But the idea of taking a Tootsie Roll and then trying to make it sort of Starburst-ish, but without the citric acid in it, no. It's candy failure.
I've never...
And sadness it, you and know, shame.
It really has been. It's, for me, it's a long-time candy failure because I am a candy connoisseur.
I know you are.
That was a non-starter for me since I was a kid. Never in my life, Tootsie Rolls. I don't care what they were.
A regular Tootsie Roll is chocolate-flavored Tootsie Rolls. Fine.
Bad. Icky poo. Awful.
Well, you'd rather have actual chocolate.
Yeah, not in this country.
Pretend chocolate.
Yeah, no, I used to throw those down the sewer. I don't know. No Tootsie Rolls, dude.
What's Terry doing? Oh, you know, it's his usual thing. He's out in the front throwing the Tootsie Rolls down the sewer.
Tootsie Rolls? Because I was a kid, Tootsie Rolls was the deal. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was sort of like a big thing then, but it's
not a fan.
No. No.
Okay.
I will leave a bag of poop on your steps. On fire.
That bag is on fire.
You're not giving me Tootsie Rolls, dude. Come on. You old fart in the rain barrel. Let's go here. Find something else.
People like them.
I know.
People
I don't
enjoy Tootsie Rolls.
Nah.
And Tootsie Pops. That way, it's a lollipop. It's covered. You have to work to get it.
No.
No. No. That's also
none
a
of it. No.
Okay. Fine.
Get it. Again, connoisseur.
So you just bought pounds of candy for yourself, essentially, this year.
I have several. Much of it frozen. Yes. Very nicely done in you.
So you.
Yes.
You freeze them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I have them around. Don't worry, they're fine.
I'm not worried.
They're not. They're good. We have a little dish, and then the dish empties. Then you fill the dish back up. Ain't life a dish? I have. We had them ready. It just apparently people hate me.
Your reputation precedes you. Now you could do what Doug Buffone used to do in the neighborhood where I grew up. Doug Buffone and Bulls forward Dwight Jones, who would give out autographs.
I don't think anybody wants that. I don't think anybody wants that autograph. Okay. Maybe these are kids who go, huh?
Or you could print up dong shots and give those. I don't know what's going to bring people to your door. No,
they're just not interested. They're not interested. You know, it's a very low profile. Very low profile.
Yeah.
I'm not like you. I'm not out dancing in public. It's a very low profile.
I'm not dancing. I like answering the door. I like seeing what's coming next. And then you always have the parents at the bottom of the stairs. They're kind of waving. Sometimes it's people you know. Sometimes it's up. And they're a lot of drinking. A lot of parents walking around and
drinking.
Well, they're drinking out of coffee cups, but I don't think it was coffee. It's not like the guy in Cicero who couldn't stand up. You see that story? Got arrested.
The boy, yeah.
You got they because the mother sent her boyfriend out with the kids because she wanted to send her to another neighborhood because the candy was better there.
Right, the candy was better.
I'm telling you, this happens. This is a thing.
I know.
But he was so drunk he couldn't walk. There were some carousing parents. There were some, and there were some clear open containers going on, too. Like open beers. And
so drunk he couldn't walk. Hi there.
No, he passed out.
I know
out.
He was. Yeah, I know.
He fell down in a puddle.
I saw it. Boys from Cicero, when I'm coming to get you, if he'd only be sober enough to last.
See, that was the problem. They couldn't kick your lowly ass. They couldn't do it because they were too damn drunk.
guy. That's my racetrack friend. And you know, I made friends everywhere I've ever been. Guys just like that.
Did you take in any Bulls basketball over the weekend?
I did not.
Yeah, I did. Watched a bunch of it. There's it's still, you know, they're fine, but it's not good enough. It's not all really working together quite yet, and they haven't had their injuries yet, except Derrick Rose can't see the basket. And
yeah, I know. I was thinking about Orlando, and then I thought, no.
Yeah, watch some of it.
World Series, and I don't really
neither
need
team
it.
Could shoot.
You know, I think I had a feeling that might have been the last baseball game. You know what I'm saying? I had this gut feeling that might be the last baseball game.
And
because
it
that was. That Kansas City special, you know, that lousy thing they do where they just get hits and then little bitty.
The trickery.
Yeah, the trickery of all this Kansas City stuff. Oh, that awful stuff they do. Ooh, Kansas City. Well, I was right. It was, you know, Matt Harvey was great for 8 innings. He was unbelievable because that, you know, even though they don't hit the ball out of the park, they don't. It's one of those things where you have to sort of adjust to that sort of baseball because you're not really used to that in American League. Guys hit the ball out of the park. The hairy chested sluggers hit the ball out. Thank you. Hit the ball out of the park. I don't want to. You know, do it to help myself there. But that team, they don't hit the ball out of the park. No home runs.
Now they put it in play. They run the bases really aggressively. Yeah, even their not fast guys run, and the coaches know it. And
yep.
And boy, Hosmer taking off too.
Oh, he was like to have him.
Yeah, deader than a sack of oats if you just make a throw that's near the catcher. I mean, look at the still shots of
he makes throw him out though.
But look at the still shots. That's little league stuff of just go, force him to make a play.
I know.
A damn World Series doing that.
It's a damn
that.
World Series. Throw it to the plate. Well, they couldn't. He's, you know what? I'll take him anytime, though, by the way. Anytime you don't want him,
baller.
I'll take him.
Yep.
I'll take him. One thing about him, he may be playing for, he's not sleepy during the course of a game. Because I think there's some first baseman in this town, especially on the south side, well, maybe on the south, who's sleepy. Adam LaRoche, I don't know if he was alive. You have to stick pins in him when he got in the dugout to see if he reacted. He's like, You know Hosmer is into the game.
He's Every Terry pitch. Bores. I'm Dan Bernstein. You're listening to WSCR, The Score.
Sports Radio 670, The Score, is your official home for NFL football. From the preseason through the Super Bowl and all primetime games in between. A production of Westwood One.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Hallis Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
CBSN, the live digital news network from CBS News.
Welcome back to CBSN. I'm Jeff Glore.
Watch live anywhere, anytime.
We're following two developing situations.
Continuing coverage from the reporters of CBS News 24/7. Catch up on what you missed, view related stories, and share them.
This is a big news story.
CBSN is on right now on any computer, on the CBS News mobile app, and on Apple TV, Roku, and Fire TV. CBSN, CBS News, always on.
Love wine but feel clueless in the wine aisle? Club W personalizes wine to your palate and delivers it directly to your doorstep, all at a fantastic price. Right now, Club W is offering 50% off your first month's order at clubw.com/radio. Stop wasting time and money and start drinking wine you know you'll love. Visit clubw.com/radio for 50% off your first month's order today. 50% off is an instant rebate credit. Maximum credit of $20. Must be 21 or older. Not available in all states. Void where prohibited. W Inc. Buellton, California.
Terry interviews and more.
This is the biggest story going into camp.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Criminal Minds is television's number one suspense thriller.
FBI!
CBS Wednesdays, find out why.
We use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
The only thing more dangerous than the mind of a serial killer.
Why would you do what I ask?
This is not his first creepy rodeo.
Are the people who catch them.
This wasn't an assault, it was an abduction.
You'll find a new victim. He could strike again soon.
Criminal Minds, Wednesdays, only CBS.
To Sprint, Sprint will pay off every dime of your old phone or contract via American Express Reward Card when you turn in your phone. Visit Sprint.com/Chicago Network to learn more. It's time to move forward and switch to Sprint today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Broken back. Cut off by Wright. Out. Throw home. Wild at time again. Unbelievable base running by Eric Hosmer.
The Mets have nothing to hold their heads down for, except they didn't play that well, and they gave away this World Series.
Classic stuff from our guy Frank.
That's
there.
Big Frank.
So no worries, except you choked away the biggest games in baseball.
World Series.
Yep,
otherwise, just fine. Let me tell you something, you idiots. You choked this thing away. It's okay, though. We're fine.
The Mets have nothing to hold their heads down for, except they didn't play that well, and they gave away this World Series.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Other than that,
got it.
Hey.
Frank Thomas, ladies and gentlemen. It is a Bears Monday on Sports Radio 670 The Score, and there's still a lot of attention being paid to the college game over the weekend, the Duke and Miami game that had one of the most bizarre plays that you will ever see and some of the worst officiating on that bizarre play that you will ever see. But it was,
I've never seen an entire crew suspended.
I agree with it, though.
Oh, I'd fire him.
Hard.
Fired. You're fired.
Hard.
Bunch of idiots. Idiots.
And Marlon Brando's helper monkey admits to this. I was chaperoning trick-or-treating, he says, with a red Solo cup full of Tempranillo. How classy. Yeah, you were. I could tell.
Now you could. All the parents are out there. Once the sun started to go down, and you could tell that it wasn't. That wasn't coffee in some of those coffee cups, or it was coffee with a little something something in it, because that used to be for a while. Our next door neighbor would do sort of like a spiked coffee that everybody enjoyed.
I always kind of thought that's really what the essence of Halloween was, but you spend so much time with them, and then one of the two has to take them out. It's drinking time somewhere in
this
there.
This was the first year.
It's drinking.
I did not chaperone. I did not. I said as long as I know, they told me exactly where they were going to be. This neighborhood. I said, you are on your own. I gave a test. I said, what if somebody says, hey, come in? Or, hey, what if you have to use the bathroom? And I'm trying to see what his decision would be. And I made sure that he wasn't going to do anything completely reckless. I said, go ahead. Don't do anything dumb. Don't run in the street. And then it was just pillowcase after pillowcase full of candy and quarters.
Don't sleep in the subway.
Right. I think don't sleep in the subway. It's a sign of the times.
Hell? What the hell?
Because my wife's out of town. I'm not going to go wandering around.
You got to do one of the two. Either you're going to chaperone or you're going to answer the door.
I'm answering the door. I'm not walking around in the damn cold. I'm standing there in my wool socks and not putting shoes on. I'm not walking around out there. What? Oh,
come on.
Sam is on the score. Hi, Sam.
Hey.
Hey.
How many fans do you think the Kansas City victory alley is likely to draw?
I don't know why.
I don't know. Just fun thoughts, I guess.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what you're... We're not sure, Sam, what you're talking about.
Well, how many think are likely to show up at their victory rally tomorrow?
So how many what? How many, you mean your Kansas Cityans?
Who, yeah.
Why does that matter?
Yeah, well, what? I'm going to go, there'll be, how many people
I don't know. Kansas City? Do you know, Doctor? What's your point?
My point?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'm trying to figure out how many fans can a city of 300,000 draw? How big is their fan base? Does it extend just beyond Kansas City? I know how much the White Sox drew 10 years ago. I was at that one, but
actually, nobody knows how many. They just know what the team said.
What
the city said, but nobody knows exactly.
They said
how
2
many.
Million.
Yeah, I don't think it's 2 million. But well, I'm just not quite sure why you're concerned.
If it's over
about
under
that.
On 2 million, we're going under. I don't think Kansas City can draw 2
Although,
million people.
We can congratulate Kansas City. No shootings, no arrests, zero, according to the preliminary reports from local law enforcement. A major sport, world championship, zero arrests.
You know what? I'm sorry to hear that, because if you're not burning the car, you're not celebrating.
My other thought was...
You know what I'm saying?
Part of me thought, oh, congratulations, Kansas City. My other thought was, that's kind of lame.
You want some arrests or something burned?
Well, or
both?
Nobody got shot? I mean, you can't muster up a single shooting? Like accidental? Like there's some drunk shot in the air and it landed on his shoulder or something?
No.
I mean, I'm wondering, obviously the proper thing is, yay, congratulations. But I was thinking, how lame a celebration is it that you didn't have a single arrest? One guy peeing on a building or somebody passed out in the street?
Yeah, that's a Hawk thing.
Nothing?
I think Kansas City is very, very tame. They're not, you know, the Wild West, they're not shooting one another, I think, at any record rate, are they?
I don't know.
Kansas City, what's Kansas City's crime rate in general? We can look it up.
Look, if you can get through a World Series victory celebration
without an arrest, you're a pretty clean city.
I mean, look at the University of Kentucky. Remember though, we were playing those 911 calls?
You couldn't get through one of those.
Davenport, Iowa. Here's Casey on WSCR.
Yeah. With everybody having their Achilles, torn this year, did they change something in the NFL cleats or the equipment that's doing this?
I don't know that there's any greater number of Achilles injuries this year. I think that we're just aware of some star players having the injury. There's Achilles injuries all year. Every year. I don't mean to go all John Fox on you.
Yeah, he just globalized it on you, Casey.
It's like every year. It's like every injury. I'm pretty aware of them every year.
Well, if you look at it, you'll see it's a lot of them, completely a tear. They usually have the ACL, MCL, and if you have, everybody's out for the season or for their whole career. Hey, Arian Foster, Steve Smith.
Arian Foster's hurt all the time. When is Arian Foster healthy? I mean, those are guys you can name, but we would actually have to look at injury.
Yeah, we'd have to look it up. We got to see the crime rate.
We'd have to see real data, Casey, to confirm whether or not it's true, because you're just sort of basing on your perception.
You lost two really, really good players, but Arian Foster was not even, couldn't even play in training camp, right? He was recovering from something then, wasn't
groin
he?
Groin tear. Was it groin tear?
Yeah, something. So, I mean, he's, you know, for a guy who's 29 or whatever, he's about at the finish line, I would think. That's... pretty damn close to it, because it's just not worth it at some point. And he's been well paid.
A thought from Rudy. He said there had to be something online for your neighborhood, because we were dead over here. I think the bell rang maybe five times, so thank you. I ended up calling the neighbor's kid back over and dumping most of the candy in his bag. Not a chance my wife lets me keep it, because I'll eat every damn piece that's left.
See?
Except for whatever the hell they're doing outside of the traditional Twizzlers. Whatever those are, they're awful.
Man, after my own heart.
I only saw the traditional Twizzlers, and I'm not a fan I like regular black licorice, but I'm not a fan of the red licorice at all. I don't know what they're doing. What's the new?
I don't either.
Newfangled Twizzling that's going on.
We don't do Twizzling.
Northside Ralph, you're on WSCR.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Okay.
A couple thoughts. Kyle Fuller. He had one nice pick. I see him dog it more than anyone on that team. I saw him on the last drive. He got beat and then absolutely dogged it when his man cut inside. And I don't understand how he's just not showing any effort. I can see you playing poorly or making a mistake, but to dog it, I just can't stand that. Have you guys seen much of that at all?
No, not at all. I mean, I've seen bad at times, but I haven't seen dogging it.
Yeah, I've seen him poorly positioned. Yeah. I've seen bad angles. I've seen...
The Bears are the master of the bad angles.
Lack of instinct. But I haven't seen anything where I said that he was bad because he wasn't trying.
All right,
Ralph,
we'll keep an eye open. I have not seen it.
You got the Boris and Bernstein show, and we're taking phone calls. 312-644-6767. That means we have no idea what's going to happen or why. You've got the score.
If you're a Bears fan, then you're in the right place. This is the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. All day today, we'll be recapping the Bears game with all of our shows and team of Bears experts. Plus, your reaction too. There's no Monday like an Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and...
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now, or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
Zone, it provides a really great opportunity to go full on meatball, especially when fantasy points are up for grabs. Had a great time playing in DraftKings $3 league yesterday. I like it because you're not battling it out with a bunch of people. You make good moves, you got a real good chance to get paid. $300 in total prizes in that one. I've got some guys going tonight, so I'll hope for the best. If you're not playing fantasy football at DraftKings.com, what are you waiting for? At DraftKings.com, it's like a new season every week. Play whenever you want, wherever you want on the DraftKings app in a variety of contests. Do what I do. Take that juggernaut lineup of yours and enter it in multiple contests. It really allows you to maximize that winning potential. Or you can challenge your buddies in a custom league or even join an existing league and turn that love of football of yours into the payday of a lifetime. Why wouldn't you be playing fantasy football at DraftKings.com? New millionaires are being crowned every week this season, and you could be next. I like to follow at DraftKings on Twitter. They've got cool podcasts, blogs, stats, and all the tools you need to draft that perfect lineup. This isn't fantasy as usual. No, sir. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Use my promo code Chicago at DraftKings.com now and play for free with your first deposit in Sunday's $1 million fantasy football contest. First place takes home $100,000. Enter Chicago for free entry now, only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com, that's DraftKings.
At DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management, we're looking for MBA students who want to own the room, not just be in it. Run the business, not just the meeting. Because our professors bring real business challenges into the classroom, at Keller, what you learn today can unlock the leader inside you tomorrow.
It's what makes us different on purpose. Keller Graduate School of Management. Learn more at keller.edu.
An issue. CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com. CBS Sports
Radio. Mondays on CBS.
It's incredible!
It's not a bird. It's not a plane. It's not a man.
Who is Supergirl?
Supergirl? Supergirl.
You're her.
Pretty cool, huh?
Callista Flockhart.
This girl is the answer.
And Melissa Benoist.
Earth doesn't have just one hero anymore. Now it has me.
Don't miss the new drama, Supergirl. Mondays, only CBS.
I started listening to Christmas music a few weeks ago.